do it on my own. I ain't going to give you much. So we're just going to go ahead and pray and get started. Father God, I just thank you for the service this morning. Lord God, I just thank you that your presence is ushering in and leading us and guiding us today and where we need to go. And I just praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's worship him this morning. Holy Spirit, take my hand now. Lead me out in the living waters. You're the wellspring. You're a stirring. You're the life for your sons and daughters. Eyes are open to the unseen, and my faith is rising within me. Bless the Lord now, sing it out loud. Come and give the Lord his glory. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. Till I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, into your love. Eyes are open to the unseen, and my faith is rising within me. Bless the Lord now, sing it out loud. Lift your hands, give the Lord his glory. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love. Into your love, you're calling me deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, into your love. There is freedom in the water. There is healing in the water. Oh, Jesus, you're the river. It will never find the end. There is freedom in the water. There is healing in the water. Oh, Jesus, you're the river. It will never find the end.
You're the God of miracles. guys, lift your hands with me. Come on.
And I believe in you. And I believe in you. Cause you're the God of miracles. And I believe in you. I believe in you. Cause you're the God of miracles.
You gotta touch heaven, I can't do it for you.
And I believe in you. And I believe in you. Cause you're the God of miracles. One more time. And I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles.
If you believe in me, you will put your trust in me, not only in the large things, but in the small things also. For I am the truth, the life, and the way. There is no other way. Put your trust in me.
Before we sing this song, I just wanted to read you a couple things that Jehovah is. Jehovah is Jireh, Lord my provider. Jehovah Nissi, Lord my banner. Jehovah Shalom, Lord my peace. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is present. And Jehovah Rapha, Lord my healer. So today, just reach out to him today. We're going to sing what a beautiful name it is. His name, Jesus. Jesus is the answer for every situation. Jesus is the name we pray over every family that's in this house this morning, over your extended family, over our pastors, everything. Jesus. Jesus' name is above all names.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. You're hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you great, but your love was greater. What could separate us now? Sing it, dear name.
Goodness, that's a big deal. Before Jesus died for you on the cross, in order for you to get your prayers heard before the Holy of Holies, is for you to go to the priest who had sanctified himself and fasted and prayed and cleansed himself so that he could go in and pray on your behalf. When Jesus died for you on the cross, the veil was torn. And the Bible says we now possess the ability to go boldly into the throne room of God the Father himself. And that being said, at any point in time, if you need anything, you can just simply pray to God the Father Almighty himself and say, Jesus, help me, cleanse me, heal me, help me. You don't have to go through another human being. Now, pastors and preachers and evangelists and prophets, they are all mighty people of God. But that is not where your faith is. That is not where your relationship is rooted. You have to be able to stand. And if everybody else falls away, you have to be rooted in Christ enough that you can stand and say, no, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and I will not move. Amen. Choose ye this day whom ye shall serve.
Stories that improve your faithfulness, and I've seen miracles my mind can comprehend. And there's beauty in what I can't understand. And Jesus, it's you. And Jesus, it's you. And I believe you're the wonder working God. You're the wonder working God. All the miracles I've seen are too good to not believe. You're wonder working God. You heal because you love. And all the miracles we see are too good to not believe. Too good to not believe. Too good to not believe. And I can't resurrect a man with my own hands. Just the mention of your name can raise the dead. So all the glory to the Holy. God.
seen cans and disappear. I've seen metal blades dissolve. Don't you tell me can't do it. Don't you tell me can't do it. I've seen real life resurrection. I've seen mental health restored. Don't you tell me can't do it. Don't you tell me can't do it. I've seen families reunited. I've seen prodigals return. Don't you tell me can't do it. Don't you tell me can't do it. I've seen troubled souls delivered. I've seen addicts finally free. Don't you tell me can't do it. Don't you tell me can't do it. Cancer disappear. I've seen metal plates dissolve. Don't you tell me can't do it. Don't you tell me can't do it. I've seen real life resurrection. I've seen mental health restored. Don't you tell me can't do it. Don't you tell me can't do it. I've seen families reunited. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it. I've seen troubled souls deliver. I've seen addicts finally free. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it. We'll see cities in revival. The salvation of the street. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it. We'll see glory fill the nation like the world has never seen. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Cause I know that he can. I believe you're the wonder-working God. You're the wonder-working God. All the miracles I see, you're too good to not believe. You're the wonder-working God, and you heal because you love. All the miracles we'll see, you're too good to not believe. I'm the one. You're the wonder working God. All the miracles I've seen, they're too good to not believe. You're the wonder working God, and you heal because you love. All the miracles I see, you're too good to not believe. You're the wonder working God. You're the wonder working God. All the miracles I see, you're too good to not believe. You're the wonder working God, and you heal because you love. All the miracles I've seen, it's too good to not believe.
You sing it.
Wonder-working God, you're the wonder-working God. All the miracles I've seen, too good to not believe. You're the wonder-working God, and you heal because you love. All the miracles I see, it's too good to not believe.
Can you hear me? Are we good? All right. Well, praise Jesus. Announcements. I got the chili cook-off happened on Friday. Even though I wasn't here, I heard that Brian came in first place. And Steve is so graciously taking and happy and proud with second place. And then we have this weekend, right? This weekend's the 16th. Okay. Just make sure I have my dates right. The Queens of the Kingdom Women's Conference is going to be here from 9:30 to 3. Ladies, if you haven't signed up and you're considering it, you're thinking about it, you're on the border, do it. We're going to have Pastor Alicia Turner, Pastor Nicole Waters, and my mom are all going to be preaching. It's going to be a great day for you ladies, so just make sure you're making that decision to be here. I feel like God's going to do something great. He's going to stir something up in some of you, and some of you are going to have to step completely out of your comfort zones and your little boxes after this weekend. So, that being said, we can just go ahead and let the kids go. I didn't forget this time. I need these. I need these. I
don't feel like seat.
Huh? I absolutely am. This one and hers. I don't want her bending on the ground. Well, not hers. My mom's, I guess. All right. So, for offering this morning, I was going over what kind of offering message I wanted to do this morning. But really, God just wanted me to kind of challenge you guys this morning. We always read the scriptures about how it says that we bring all our tithes into the storehouse and the devourer is rebuked on our behalf. Or we bring it or it gets pressed down, shaken together, runneth over when we give. But God wants me to challenge you guys to speak that over what you're giving. Don't just put it in the bucket. Don't just take the words that are preached over an offering message and the prayer that's given and think that that's good enough. God expects your faith to be reacted with what you give. So while we're praying today and while I pray over the offering, I want you guys to start speaking over your offerings and your tithe. If you're tithing, thank God that he's already rebuked the devourer, that no weapon coming against you is going to prosper because you're already tithing. You're providing that ability for God to just rebuke that on your behalf. Or if you're giving an offering, thank God that he's given an open heaven blessing on your life, that he's setting you up to live a blessed life, that he's going to bless you abundantly above all you could ask or think because you're being faithful. You're putting it towards the kingdom, you're putting it towards things that you're believing for, you have faith for, whatever it may be. So that's a challenge. We're going to go.